Hello, hi, welcome to another episode of the Chisser Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisser Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisser Pod. I am Doyen Pandey. I'm alone this time around, running solo, but okay, it's going to be cool. It's going to be amazing. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday. So of course, we have to start with some music news. Okay, a lot of people have dropped music, of course, because it's Friday, but let me tell you what we've reported on, because this is what's on our radar at this point. Summer Award winner Skeleton Blazer, who's on a mission to elevate reggae in Mzansi, has dropped a new single called Valky Country, because apparently Valky Country, something like that. Black Motion, of course, are also back with a new anthem, so check that one out as well. And Joy Celebration singer Esse Tsiwe is going solo, and I think she's quite an amazing artist in general. I think this is a long time coming. I think we've all been waiting. You know, if you are a part of Joy Celebration, at some point you definitely have to go solo. So she's one of those that we've been waiting for her solo career, because she's an amazing talent. So go ahead and check them out, right? But let's get into the drama in the music scene. There's a lot happening there. Right now, a gospel star, Unyati, I think Kikanan Nyati, he's denied owing a Limpopo promoter money. So how it started is, this gospel star, Unyati, was booked to perform in Limpopo at the Limpopo Legends Awards, which took place on March 29. How these awards are still existing, that is still to be understood at a later stage. But anyway, they exist, and he was booked to perform. And according to the event organizer, Umphoza, the problem started when he postponed the show. Okay, so the show was somehow postponed to November the 4th. And then he claims that, no, this guy, then he made several payments that are not even making sense to me. So his claims are not adding up, like the money is not. There's a 20,000 rand that was supposed to be shared ahead of the poster being shared. There's also a claim that Umphoza paid this gospel star 15,000 rand. And then the last week they engaged, he updated the invoice to 35,000 rand. Yes, that makes sense. That is definitely mathematics, 35,000 rand. Right. Cool. Then, jiggy, he does not pitch for the event. And then the Zimbabwean-born singer who we're speaking about, Kanan Nyati, said that, no, Umphoza's claim is ridiculous. Okay? This 35,000 rand that he's speaking about does not exist, and he did not pitch on purpose, and that's because he just kept on postponing the date. Basically, the whole story is messy, and the claim is not facts, according to Kanan Nyati. So I hope they get that right. Yeah, it's just another day, another dramatic music story. All right, so we spoke to Kanan, right? So let's hear his side of the story.
Instead of paying, you see, you booked somebody. You can't send a letter of demand before the date of the event comes. I am saying to you, pay me. Yeah, I'm expecting the balance, which we agreed. Then he said, no, you are demanding this money because now he doesn't have it anymore. But now the approach is not approaching this thing with saying no, no, bro, please, I don't have money, please. You know, I'm empty. Please, I'm asking. He's still arrogant. Like, no, I'm going to put you at this time of the hour and stuff. I'm like, okay, it's fine. You give me the time. Okay, pay me the balance. I'm going to come. But if you don't pay, I'm not going to come. After that, I was contacted by a lawyer. And a lawyer is calling me, hey, bro, let's fix this thing. You need to pay back. This guy said he's angry. I said, no, you can't be angry. This is business. He blocked the line. I mean, you block the line.
You can't communicate.
So we can't communicate now. You see, then you are owing me. You need to give me money.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I sent also the messages for proof, so that next time if anything happens, I sent the message. I am here as an artist. This guy booked me. He's not completing the payment.
Yeah, so that's what he had to say about that. I hope they fix it at some point, or maybe it's just water under the bridge, just learning to not, yeah, take gigs like that, that you don't even plan on going to. Yes, let's move on from that. There's some more drama, though, in the music space. There's a producer by the name of KG Smalls. If you don't know him, he does house music. And he's accused GOM duo Camp Masters of stealing or being inspired by one of his songs, Umphefumulo. Let's listen to the original song, Yaka KG Smalls, real quick. Okay, and this is Camp Master's version. Well, speaking to Chess Alive, KG was like, they stole parts of his song. He says they took the melody and used it. Because obviously his song was apparently making the rounds on TikTok. It was a big song. Yeah, you tell me if you can hear the similarities. These are his claims. Camp Masters were not available to actually speak, which is already a red flag. Did they really steal? Were they inspired? Which one is it nowadays? We don't know. We'll move on from that, out of the drama, into something else. But still, talking about a musician, rapper Zakwe, he's set to share his weight loss journey on Moja Love's Heavyweight. Ay, Bosana. Heavyweight. This is like South African's version of The Biggest Loser. If you are not a 2000, you would know which show I'm talking about. But The Biggest Loser, which is Heavyweight. That's the show that's coming up. And in speaking to him, we found out that Zakwe weighs about 162 kilograms. Sana. Yeah. He's not proud of it, though. He's 37 years old, which makes him obese. And he's going to be making a difference. He's going to showcase his weight loss journey.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about the show. It's a great experience. It's more like a reality show.
It's every celebrity, or let me just say artist's dream to have something like that, you know. The show is about abantu abakhuluphele who are trying so much ukuthi balose weight, you know. So that's what the show is about. It shows me the journey, the lifestyle that I live, what I eat. And then shows me starting to go to, I'm a psychiatrist, you know, psychologist, abantu abazokwazi ukuthi bangichannele so that ngizongena ejimini ngiyojima ngciphe, you know, ngizovezwa ngishisa ngijima sidla inyama namajita yonke leyo nto, you know. The name of the show is called Heavyweights, and nami ngiyazizwa ukuthi I know manje ngikhuluphele, you know, I weigh plus minus 160, you know. Okuyiweight esinkulu kakhulu for umuntu osemncane kanje, you know. I'm obese to be precise. So having something like this to push me and give a pam wabantu, you know, kuzongisiza kakhulu, you know.
Sounds like it's gonna be quite a bit of something. Go ahead and check that out. On to some other news, though. Kifilo Mabota has fired back at critics after they lambasted her about living a luxurious lifestyle. So if you follow Kifi, I mean, come on. At this point, we know that she's renowned for, you know, just serving us the looks, the luxury, the life that, you know, the high-end content that we want to all aspire to. And her recent YouTube video showcased her luxurious experience in Cape Town. But people were like, you must see in January, did you not say when you are done symbolizing, or what is this? You are done just idolizing things. And this is when, with that video where she was burning several Versace items and all of that. But no, she's like, hold on. I said I repented from idolizing things, not from excellence. So y'all better chill now. Okay, so she's still going to be serving us luxury. Just not with the medulla, guys. It's that simple. I don't know why you don't understand it. But anyway, that's her response from that. She says she'll be serving luxury all the way. Moving right along, somebody who's been facing backlash as well is Kanye Mbao. Where Kanye Mbao's new look, has shot her up trends list again. So now, if you remember in 2014, if you remember in August 2024, the actress revealed that she jetted off to Turkey to undergo a procedure that would reduce bagginess from her lower eyes and remove excess skin from her upper eyelids. Okay, she went under the knife and she was quite happy about that. She shared a bit of that journey on her social media and she was happy with how she looks. But her recent appearance at Netflix's Meet the Kumalos? Yeah, those images or videos that went viral because, you know, she's looking a bit, according to people. I'm trying to say this as sensitive as possible. There's no other way of saying it. Basically, she's looking all kinds of different, okay? There's too many changes to her face. I don't know why she doesn't look like she's healed. Or maybe it was the makeup artist. I don't know who to blame, the photographer. Anyway, she's trending. People are just saying, yo, kwenzakalani Kanye. And putting all kinds of images of hers together from, I guess, the evolution of Kanye Mbao's face and color, everything all together. But of course, we did speak to her previously and she did make it clear that she does not have self-esteem issues and all these things that you guys claim that she has. Okay. She says beauty is in the eye of the beholder and hers is not physical. So she has a deep sense of self. She's not too bothered by all the criticism that she's faced. I guess that's that on that. I imagine, you know, going under the knife seems quite addictive. I mean, already with tattoos and anything that has to do with that kind of pain. Yeah. If you can remember, JoJo at some point did go under the knife during the same surgery, but she looks better. And I don't know if it's this. Should we credit that to our South African surgeons or our Caucasian surgeons? Which one is it? You let me know. Let's move on from that because that's a bit, it's a bit much, right? Onto some better, bigger news. Actress Nirvana Nokwe has thrown her hat in the ring for Miss South Africa. So if you don't know, the entries are open. That's in case you want to be Miss South Africa. She has shared her audition with us. So let's have a listen.
Auditioning is something that I'm quite familiar with as an actress, musician, and entrepreneur, opening doorways into unique opportunities and collaborations. And today, I audition to you, my beloved South Africa. Sanibonani igama lami uNirvana Nokwe Mseleku, a Joburg girl with roots hailing from KwaMashu eMangaweni with a passion to drive social change through arts and culture. As a Nguni girl, I pride myself in preserving my heritage and using our indigenous knowledge systems to promote healing and social cohesion. Now, iMzansi Afrika has a resilience to unify and heal through sports, arts, and culture, one that reverberates across the globe, creating a brand of Ubuntu like no other. Which is why I propose that the sectors of sports, arts, and culture, as well as other humanities, collaborate to create a new brand of nation building, one that is rooted in consent education, equity design, as well as cultural preservation. But we can't do this when the structures of these sectors remain a reflection of the unregulated and exclusionary past. Sports, arts, and culture are the heart of social change and evolution. It's time for a renaissance.
Okay, all the best to her. I actually did see another big former Big Brother star did enter the competition. I guess the attention was not really there. But anyway, we're definitely rooting for Nirvana. I think her cause, because she's saying she's quite passionate about the sports, arts and culture, of course, as an actress, entrepreneur and musician, it makes sense for that to be her cause. And I think it's a cause worth fighting for. We've been seeing a lot of Miss South Africans going for mental health. Yeah, I mean, not to say that they shouldn't, but I mean, it's just too obvious. And I think she's going for something a bit different, which I think could be, it could just give her a bit more points, basically, to be in the running to become Miss South Africa. So let's go ahead and do the right thing and vote for Mugel. Like the post, I don't know, reshare, whatever needs to be done to bring her to the top. Right? That's that on that. Last week, we actually spoke about actresses or actress Nandi Nyembe, who's struggling or had fallen on hard times. I'm sure things are better now for her, but she hasn't given us an update. But we also mentioned Roderick Jafta, a former Generations actor, who also has been experiencing financial woes, right? Apart from that, he's been struggling to get gigs. However, he has given us an update. He says that though things have been quite bitter recently, the wheel is slowly starting to turn. He's suddenly getting offers, and though it might take time, he feels like he's going to be back on his feet, and we're definitely excited about that for him. He is currently on ETV's Red Zone, but of course, you know, people shoot way ahead of time, so that doesn't mean he's employed currently. So of course he's getting offers, and we'll see if he actually makes a comeback on our screens. One thing about this industry that I don't like, though, is that we speak about something just one time, we cry about it, maybe it trends for like 2 days, we contribute as much as we can, even our minister himself decides to make video calls, and then jiggy jiggy, after that 2 days, no, we've forgotten about it. I don't know what's that about, but we need to stop that culture, because if we're helping somebody, can we just help them all the way? Mm-hmm. Because there's obviously other actors as well who are also struggling, musicians who are also struggling. Yeah, too passionate about that. We'll let it go. Somebody who does understand, though, what this industry cannot give, which is too much taking longevity, I think, is actor Dawn Tandeka King, who is humbled actually by the demand of her side hustle products. She crochets. So you know how we were all discovering new habits and hobbies during COVID? She discovered that, hey, crocheting, I can crochet and I can actually make something out of it. And out of that, she's now making hats and all types of cute goodies that you can check out. She says, of course, the entertainment industry, it's not make sure. And even though that's her passion and it will always be, she will continue. But at the same time, she has ventured into a business, which is crocheting and, yeah, selling those things. I did see DJ's Boo endorse her as well on his timeline. So, yeah, if we don't want to give these actors their money and all of that, at least there's somebody actually doing the work saying, let me do something with my hands, buy it, because it's actually good quality stuff. Last year, she actually invited her friends, supporters and fans to spend the day with her and crochet while having fun and engaging in healing conversations. And she's planning on having that event again this year, because she says it's going to be an annual event, which, yeah, the dates will be announced soon. But shout out to her for making a living outside of the entertainment industry, because it's not make sure, right? That's that on that. But of course, I cannot let you go without talking about what I'm watching right now. There's a lot that's happening on our screens right now. Siyabonga Twala is set to make a comeback with a new role on Smoke and Mirrors. Why can I not remember Smoke and Mirrors? Yeah, it plays on ETV. They've been teasing towards his comeback, and he's finally going to be on tonight, in fact, and he's gonna make a fire comeback, and yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that one. So right now I'm giving these streaming platforms a bit of a break, because the storylines on these SABC and ETV channels, they are giving, let me not lie. I don't know if it's because I'm tired, I'm from work, or if they really are giving. But Skeem Saam is definitely giving. Them being now at Alpha 7 was definitely a good move because we get to actually catch up. I'm trying to figure out, you know, who killed who, you know, in the story. Of course, I don't have the names correctly yet. I only know Faith from House of Zwide because we are in Kaza, even though we are in Dina. Yeah, so I'm watching House of Zwide. I'm watching Skeem Saam. That's that. And now we're going to watch Siyabonga's comeback on Smoke and Mirrors. Yeah. Let me know what you're watching, though. Until then, I think that's it for this edition of the Chissapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chissalive. This Chissapod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer is Demi Buzo. Don't forget to check out all our other podcasts, of course. Sunday Times Politics Weekly, 30 Years of Democracy, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.